The Social Progress Index sums all this together using 52 indicators to create an aggregate score on a scale of 0 to 100. And what we find is that there's a wide diversity of performance in the world today. The highest performing country, Norway, scores 88. The lowest performing country, Central African Republic, scores 31. And we can add up all the countries together, weighting for the different population sizes, and that global score is 61. In concrete terms, that means that the average human being is living at a level of social progress about the same of Cuba or Kazakhstan today. So that's where we are today, 61 out of 100. What do we have to get to achieve the global goals? Now, the global goals are certainly ambitious, but they're not about turning the world into Norway in just 15 years. So having looked at the numbers, my estimate is that a score of 75 would not only be a giant leap forward in human well-being, it would also count as hitting the global goals target. So there's our target, 75 out of 100. Can we get there? Well, the Social Progress Index can help us calculate this, because as you might have noticed, there are no economic indicators in there. There's no GDP or economic growth in the Social Progress Index model. And what that lets us do is understand the relationship between economic growth and social progress.